Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Meberg, the CEO of Consolidated Flooring, a top five commercial flooring contractor and also a member of the StarNet organization. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. We're less than 2 weeks away from the StarNet annual meeting. I want to talk about that. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about your business. You're the CEO of an 83-year-old company that's headquartered in New York City, and that's the mothership. But you have big operations in Chicago. You added one in Detroit. You have an operation in Indianapolis, Fort Lauderdale, and San Antonio, Texas. I get that right?
Yeah, you got them all right. Detroit being our newest addition for sure.
So tell us, how's business?
Business is great, Kemp. We've seen a rebound here in the New York City market for the first time since COVID. And we were suffering from what I was referring to as a COVID hangover. But the corporate marketplace here, which is the primary driver, really took a little bit of a dip thanks to some large building development projects, primarily 270 Park, which is the headquarters of JP Morgan Chase. That has really just spurred the corporate office market to rebound. We're seeing the benefits of that right now. Our backlogs here in New York are now finally matching 2019 levels again. You know, with the addition of all our branch offices out there, we're running a record backlog right now and really optimistic about the balance of the year.
That's good news. So you're saying that workplace has recovered in New York. It's giving you some activity. I know you always had these big projects. LaGuardia kept you busy for a couple of years. New York City, the biggest city in the United States with all these office buildings. And, you know, if you listen to Main Street media, they'd have you believe that we're teetering on the brink of total bankruptcy. But that's not the case in New York, huh?
No, I mean, we were lucky that over the past few years, we have had significant projects in alternate market segments to keep us busy. But corporate workplace has always been the primary driver of the entire interior construction market here in Manhattan. You know, nobody wanted to come back to work. You know, preponderance of flex time and people staying out of the city, not wanting to commute, really hindered the recovery of the market here. Jamie Dimon, God bless him, you know, took a hard stand with his employees at JP Morgan Chase, the largest employer in the city, and said, without question, everybody's coming back to work 5 days a week. A couple of other large banking institutions followed his lead. Amazon followed his lead. Before you know it, city's back and humming. Corporate leasing activity matched 2019 levels for the first time last year. That's what's really primarily driving the market right now.
I know you made an acquisition of Conventional Carpet in Detroit last year. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, that's going great. Chuck Detloff passed away, unfortunately, at the end of last year. But Chuck had built a really nice business in Detroit. Fellow StarNet member approached us when he became ill, and you know, he wanted to leave a legacy and he wanted to take care of his people. We were in the right place at the right time. We were able to make a deal with Chuck and then eventually his estate, and we took over the operation last November. Everything's going really nicely out in the market. We're really optimistic about it, and we're hoping to grow that business significantly over the next couple of years.
And I ran into Tom Cartmill at Surfaces, and he said things were going well in Indy, so that was a good move as well, right?
Indy, you know, was a startup office for us, you know, out of nowhere, sort of a blended union open shop market. And, you know, we signed a union contract there. We got a great amount of support from the Carpenters Union. And Tom and Phil Enk and the team out there hit the market hard. We've landed some really nice contracts. And we were told just a couple months ago that we were already the second largest union flooring contractor in the state of Indiana. We're real happy about how that market's taken off for us. Again, looking forward to more growth there to come. Really nice marketplace right now.
And speaking of the union, I saw that you were at the Install 25th anniversary meeting out in Vegas a couple of weeks ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Install celebrated its 25th anniversary out at the Carpenters International Training Center. I've been really privileged to co-chair that committee for a number of years now. We don't get together often, but when we do, we get a good group together. We had almost 200 contractors there, about another 200 labor representatives, and we really make it a working conference. We try to find ways that we can work collaboratively together to grab more market share in the union marketplace. We take good hard looks at our training programs, which without a doubt, are the most effective and professional in the flooring marketplace. I would say in the whole, you know, carpentry marketplace, what the carpenters do, and I believe the number that was thrown out was over $300 million is the annual budget for training that they spend every year. And it shows in the training center, and it shows in the quality of the workmanship that they put out.
They don't have as much of a shortage out there on the union side as they do on the non-union side, do they?
Well, that's becoming a little bit of a point of contention. You know, I gave a little speech out there, and for my whole career, which spans about 40 years now, that was one thing that I never worried about. We could call the union hall and we could get the manpower. Lately, they're struggling too. There is just a shortage of skilled tradesmen out in the marketplace right now. It's just not the attractive career it once was. The recruiting issues you hear about in the open shop segment are also there in the union marketplace. The challenge that I laid out for the install group was, how are we going to recruit more workers into the workforce? And I think that's going to be our biggest challenge over the next few years. I think working collaboratively with the unions, we'll be able to take that on and keep the workforce growing.
So let's end up with this meeting that's going to happen less than 2 weeks from now. It's at the JW Marriott in Aventura, Florida. What are you looking forward to there?
It's always great to get together with Starnet and see old friends that we've known for many, many years. The networking there is second to none, not only with our peers, but with, you know, all the mill leadership that attends. I know the theme this year is the red zone, I guess, focused on taking the ball across the goal line from inside the 20. It's always nice to get down to Florida. I think we've got some real good attendance coming in, and optimistic about that. Looking forward to seeing everybody. Starnet's really upped its game this year with respect to training and development, doing a lot of things throughout the country. This conference is sort of the climax of all that. Looking forward to seeing new product, meeting old friends, and enjoying the companionship.
What's your activity on Thursday?
I usually don't partake in the activities. My preferred activity might be hanging around by the pool, but I try and make the most of my time when I'm out there. And if I'm not in a conference room or a meeting room, I'm typically out trying to meet new people, talk to manufacturers, vendors, or just grabbing some time by the pool. So that's my activity.
So you're still a board member, and I think you got on your last year of being on the board, right?
I'm pretty sure I have one more year after this year. Yeah, I lost count. You know, we have a really good, solid board at Starnet, very engaged, very active, and we'll be kicking off the meeting with a board meeting on Wednesday morning. Hope to get our business done and then start the fun stuff.
All right, Dave, it was good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Look forward to seeing you in less than 2 weeks. Again, been talking to David Nieberg, the CEO of Consolidated Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.